And then the roadway went across the front and back out this way. It had a circular sort of a driveway thing, and it was so pretty. It was just so history.
Yeah.
But when they decided they wanted to widen 120 and put all that intersection there at that corner, then they had to have a big manipulation with the people who owned Barrington Hall, and they decided that they would cut it off. And by building up that high wall, and then when they built it up, they built it so that they would put a whole lot of dirt in there and plant the shrubber stuff in there. So it took away the front of Barrington Hall. Nobody can see it now. You don't know what's up there.
That's true.
But that gate she's talking about is at the back now. There is not an entrance, but the gate was saved and it's at the back of the property.
So they just moved it to the back of the
house? Yeah. Yeah, just moved it to the back. It's off of King Street, real near what's now a restaurant, but you know, that was, well, it was, you could see those gates from a long way off, way back up by Losa. It was a pretty
way
sight.
Way back up Main Street, Church Street.
Mimosa Boulevard.
You could see Barrington Hall and see the pretty gate. It was just, they were graceful and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was truly beautiful. And now that the real owners of Barrington Hall are all gone and dead, and Miss Catherine had legally adopted a daughter, and the daughter inherited it all. Then the daughter has died, and I guess she willed it to this woman.
Well, the paper said she was a permanent administrator or some word like that. It did not say she was the owner.
Anyhow, they're doing over the hall itself, but they'll never tear down all that wall that's up there.
Oh, no, they can't. It's part of the street. Part of the highway.
It's separating the good from the bad. Doing whatever it can over there. Upstairs, it had the Roswell store and the bank and the drugstore. Or maybe the drugstore and the bank. No, I think there's a bank and the drugstore and the post office.
Right.
All that was in that little square right there. But on the outside of that building, up this way, up to the second floor, was a long row of steps. And up there on that level, there was, at one time, a movie house or a picture show, just more like a picture show. And the benches were just wooden benches, just little long wooden benches. I went in there only one time, so I don't know exactly how it was. But anyhow, there was a movie up there for a little while. But there were also caskets up there. That's where the caskets were kept for the funeral home.
Oh, my goodness.
And down at this end, closest to the steps, became a WPA office. And we brought children up there for interviews and find out how much they needed, get the tonsils out, or all of them get a shot, a typhoid shot, or whatever we were doing. We had that became in the 40s, you know.
That was a county, though, wasn't it? WPA is a federal thing, but that was Fulton County Health Department.
Might have been.
Because that's
I guess so.
That was the nurse.
And her name was